That foul on Kobe Bufkin is his fourth. A season of 1-1, 44 seconds left, 57-55 Wisconsin. 18 points tonight for Connor Esegin. And the front end, his straight through. Esegin 5-for-5 at the free throw line. 19 points, that has matched his season high. He had 19 against Maryland last month. 58-55, Wisconsin with 44 seconds left. Both teams have two timeouts available as Esegin calmly hits them both. 59-55, Wisconsin. McDaniel lets it roll, picks it up front court. Down to 42 seconds left. McDaniel right side timeout, Juwan Howard, 40.9 to play, 27 to shoot. Timeout taken by Michigan, 59-55, Wisconsin.
Not only did the Badgers get a break by Bufkin fouling, he fouled the right guy from Wisconsin's perspective.
No doubt.
Sometimes you got to have something good happen to you in the midst of so much bad with your shooting. 0-for-14 now, huh?
0-for-14. And you know what? In the second half, how about this? Wisconsin is still out shooting Michigan. It's Wisconsin defense has been big league. Badgers 10-of-32 in the second half. Michigan 8-for-26 and 1-of-7 from downtown. The one make came from Kobe Bufkin, who has 19 points to pace Michigan here tonight. So Michigan has one timeout left. The Badgers have two. Michigan in the double bonus. Wolverines have committed 8 fouls. Possession arrow, Wisconsin.
We should note, too, that last possession was kept alive after a missed shot. Wall missed a shot. Crowell grabbed the offensive rebound to extend the possession with results in Bufkin fouling the siege. And Crowell has made some key plays for Wisconsin throughout this game, in addition to trying to defend against Dickinson.
Yeah, just 5 of 15 from the field, but 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 11 points.
Yeah,
he's
this
been
is
big time.
Quite a line.
Yeah.
And it's not only Dickinson, he's also had to deal with the monster Reed in there. So
yeah,
he's done his homework to this point.
Crowell with 4 fouls out there with Wall, Esegin, Klesman, and Hepburn. Juwan Howard has his team still in the huddle. He has one timeout left. Guard has 2. We'll see what the Michigan head coach draws up. Kobe Bufkin, front court sideline, right will inbound. 40.9 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 59, Michigan 55. And here we go. Bufkin looks, gets it into Jed Howard against Max Klesman. Howard on the dribble, now leaves it for McDaniel, matched up with Hepburn. McDaniel puts it on the deck. On the right side, hands off to Howard. Ball screen Dickinson. Howard, right of the circle, drives by Crowell. The lean gets knocked away. Ball is loose. Howard has it, goes up and in. A scramble play. Howard connects. 24 and a half seconds left. 59-57 Wisconsin presses on. Inbounds pass to Klesman, and Max gets fouled with 23.1 to play. That's team foul number 9. Klesman will get a 1-and-1. He's a 64% foul shooter.
We're just talking a little bit about how luck factors into outcomes late in the games. It looked like Chucky Hepburn had a steal and knock away from Howard, but was able to regain control of the ball and score.
So a 1-and-1 for Klesman. The Badgers 9 of 12 at the foul line tonight. Klesman with 8 points in the game. And gets the 1-and-1. Front end on the way, and that's good. It rattles through for Klesman. 60-57 Wisconsin. 23.1 seconds remaining.
I don't really mind that sound because it indicates to me it's going through the net.
Second free throw coming up for Klesman. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it. 61-57 Wisconsin. Timeout, Greg Gard. 23.1 remaining. Wisconsin 61, Michigan 57. Field goals are overrated, right? Badgers are 0 for their last 14. Michigan, 1 of its last 9. The Badgers have not made a field goal over the last 10 minutes and 22 seconds. But because of the grit at the other end, they're on the brink of getting a win. Work to do, still 23.1 seconds to cover. But the lead is 4 for the Badgers.
The grit and then the free throw shooting of Esegin was just enough to get him to Max Klesman. So you've had some timely free throws during this drought, this field goal drought by Wisconsin. Now, Jet Howard was able to get in the lane on the last possession. He's always a pretty good option because he's such a threat both inside and out, especially with the three ball.
Both of these teams have had some issues closing out games. It's become a storyline in Ann Arbor. We got two proud programs trying to find a way here tonight. Kobe Bufkin will inbound. 23.1 to play, 61-57 Wisconsin. And Bufkin will get it in to McDaniel. Hepburn started to bother him, now releases. McDaniel glides up the middle of the front court. McDaniel knocked away by Hepburn. Chucky stole the ball with 14 seconds left. And Asijan gets fouled. Hepburn stole it. And Asijan to the line for a pair with 12.7 to play.
There's the difference of experience. The experience of Chucky Hepburn, who's a sophomore but has played a lot of basketball for the Badgers, is his 58th straight start against the inexperience of a freshman point guard in McDaniel.
Well, we talk about late game shots. We have seen Chucky make late game defensive plays a lot already in his career. Double bonus, Connor Asijan. First free throw is short. After making his first six, he is short with his seventh attempt. 12.7 seconds to play, 61-57 Wisconsin. Asijan with a season-high 20 points. Second free throw on the way, straight through. 62-57 Wisconsin. Timeout Michigan. That's the last one for Juwan Howard. 12.7 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 62, Michigan 57.
Well, the Hepburn steal just is in context with what you were talking about, Matt. How the Badgers have been able to stay alive in this game, put themselves in a position to win despite not making a field goal since the 10-minute mark.
Yeah, Greg Garbo, when he sat down with us after the Nebraska game, you know, we talk about Wisconsin's cold stretches and, you know, the end of regulation possession, but the first thing he talked about was the defense. Too much fouling, too many breakdowns. Well, they placed a pretty good defense here tonight. And just, that's big-time play by Chucky on the defensive end. Now it's about closing out these final 12.7 seconds.
What they've done with Dickinson is particularly notable, limiting his chances inside.
He's had just 9 shots.
Right, that's not a lot for him.
12 points, 12 rebounds for Dickinson. 12.7 seconds to play, 62-57. Wisconsin, Will Cheddar will inbound, looking, throws it into Bufkin. Bufkin up the floor, down to 10 seconds. Bufkin against Asijan, left in the lane, glides to the rim, layup good for Kobe Bufkin. Michigan out of timeout, 7.5 seconds left. Inbounds pass to Asijan, he's fouled with 6.6 to play. That was Bufkin who got him, and Kobe Bufkin is fouled out of the game. He will finish with 21 points. 6.6 seconds remaining, 62-59, Wisconsin.
Kind of the theme with Connor Asijan this year is you're going to give up points, son. Just make sure you score at the other end.
Yep,
so he gave up the layup to Bufkin. Now he gets a chance to get those 2 points back at the free throw line.
Well, Bufkin is real. Sophomore to Grand Rapids, Michigan. He is fouled out. Joey Baker, a three-point threat, is in. Asijan gets 2 more free throws. He is 7 of 8 at the line tonight. 21 points in the game. First free throw on the way, and it will crawl in for Connor Asijan. 63-59 Wisconsin, 6.6 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for Connor Asijan, freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, who's been big time tonight. Free throw is good for Asijan. 64-59 Wisconsin, 6 seconds left. Jed Howard up the floor, left side, pulls up, tries a 3, air ball caught by Asijan, and the Badgers win it. Another down to the wire game between the Wisconsin Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines, and the Badgers come out 5 points better.
Kind of fitting that the ball would wind up in the hands of Connor Asijan at the end of the game, because that's the game ball. He earned it. He deserves it for the type of night he put together. He's the last player from Wisconsin to score a basket, too, in this game. So that's significant. The Badgers were able to weather their poor shooting from the field. Last field goal made was 10:45, the layup by Asijan. Yet they made just enough free throws and played such outstanding defense that they were able to walk out of here with the victory.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a double wow.
So again, the trend continues for Wisconsin. all of its Big Ten wins by 5 points or less. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 64, Michigan 59. We'll be back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
From disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Chris Jakimic, I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Hey fans, next time you make the journey here to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a brew pub, lots of matzo pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew pub pizzas are loaded with more than half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. The Badgers go 0 for their last 15 from the field. But Michigan wasn't much better, and Wisconsin gets the win here tonight over the Wolverines, 64-59. Connor Asijan, 23 points, 9 of 10 at the free throw line, and they hold Michigan to just 42% from the field, 10 of 29 in the second half.
How many times do you think that has happened, that a team can pull out a victory and not make a field goal in 15 attempts?
You better be up by like 100.
I mean, they were up by 12, and we saw it kind of dwindle away, but Michigan could never fully get into surge mode.
No, you're right.
I mean, they would make many runs at Wisconsin. I think 7-1 might have been one of their largest runs during that stretch. The 10-10,
yeah.
10-1.
Yeah.
Still, it wasn't like...
It wasn't
what
a run.
Saturday at Nebraska, right?
No.
That was a defining run by the Huskers, and the Badgers just wouldn't allow that to happen today.
Yeah, that was why I was saying it the way I was saying it. The last 10 points scored by Michigan, it's hard to call it a run because it took a while. But the Badgers get the job done on a night where they end up shooting all of 33% from the field, but 14 of 18 at the foul line as opposed to 6 of 10 from Michigan. So Greg Gard wanted to clean things up, try to get an edge at the foul line and avoid the breakdowns defensively. And I think they took a massive step in that direction here tonight.
And it's so much about who's shooting your free throws to, isn't it? We made that point during the game. Mm-hmm. Put Connor Asijan out there, you feel pretty good about
that. No doubt. Absolutely. And that freshman in the big moment, absolutely calm as he leads the way with the 23 points. Steven Crowell, 11 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. Max Klesmann with 10. Tyler Wall, 6 points and 9 rebounds. Kamari McGee with 6 points. Jordan Davis with 5. Chucky Hepburn with 2 points tonight, but a big-time steal late in this game to help his team. Dobie Bufkin, 21 points to pace Michigan. Hunter Dickinson, 12 points and 12 rebounds. Jet Howard with 9 points, just 4 of 14. And a tough night for the star freshman for the Wolverines, 1 of 6 from the three-point line, 7 for Doug McDaniel, 6 for Terrace Reed, and 7 rebounds. Will Cheddar ends up with 4. Wisconsin 64, Michigan 59. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
The Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers take down Michigan tonight 64-59. Win number 15 for Wisconsin overall. 15-10 now, 7-8 in the Big Ten. Michigan drops to 14-12, 8-7 in Big Ten play. We mentioned these teams will play again on the 26th in Ann Arbor.
Where do you think the reception will be there that night?
It'll be lovely. You know, it's kind of easy to say when the team you're around wins, but it's kind of fun to watch a villain sometimes, especially one like Dickinson.
Yeah,
Brad Davidson had that role, and he embraced it.
A level of excitement to the game.
He does. He really does. Of course, it's, pardon my language, but it's funner when you can beat the villain, right? More fun. Or I'll say funner when your team can beat the villain, and that's what the Badgers did. But he's a terrific player, as is Dobie Bufkin. He was just outstanding tonight.
One of the exchanges that fascinated me was after Dickinson blocked Crowell's left-handed hook in the paint.
Oh, yeah.
they were looking at each other eye to eye all the way to the opposite end of the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And
the Dickinson was going through some hand movements, and yep. I don't know what the heck he was doing. And Carl was kind of grinning at him, grinning like, I want to rip your head off.
Well, they were having conversations. I mean, look, you're around the league long enough, right? Guys know each other. It's not to say it's a love fest, but they, you know, they know each other. They have conversations. And, again, Michigan gets the last at-bat, if you will, in the regular season series here. When they face off in 12 days in Ann Arbor, but the Badgers and Michigan both have some other business first, and specifically for Wisconsin, that'll be taking on Rutgers on Saturday at 11 a.m., and Rutgers fell to Nebraska today. We'll get you the details on that in a bit, but the Huskers with a big 10-point road win in Piscataway. The Badgers with a big home win tonight. We talked about trying to reestablish that home court advantage. Big-time energy in the building tonight, and the Badgers use that most notably on the defensive end to hold off Michigan 64-59. When we continue, we'll check out that Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 39, winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, daytime highs approaching 40. Cloudy skies expected again, tomorrow night, lows level off around 20. A dusting of snow, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Little bit, I don't, but where they didn't feel it was on the other end of the floor. They were locked in and terrific defensively for the most part. You know, I can't credit them enough because it's, you know, it's not fun going through what we've gone through. They expect to win, as does everybody else and all of our fans. So to have them continue to respond, that's always been the encouraging thing. I've never come out of a film session thinking they were, you know, down on themselves or pouty or anything like that. Just keep playing and you know, keep getting better and keep finding ways. And we got contributions from everybody that played. Kamari McGee was big. Carter Gilmore doesn't score, but awesome job of screening backside and stuff when we had post isolations. A terrific jump wall late in the game. And Jordan Davis, I thought, gave us good minutes too. So we needed everybody. You know, Cam again stepping in when Chucky's struggling a little bit, and I thought that was, you know, Cam gave us a spark, and that was good to see.
Greg, what was your point of emphasis in those timeout huddles over the last minutes of the game? Were you, obviously you weren't making field goals, but what were you trying to deliver to your players?
Well, make field goals. You know, we had several opportunities, whether it was an out-of-bounds play, a little rip screen we ran. You know, you got to – and Connor had some wide-open looks too. And I thought we got a little discombobulated on a couple actions that the ball got not to the right spot or went one slot further than where it was supposed to. But – you know, we were able to get stops and make some free throws and get defensive rebounds down the stretch. And
did they have that look in their eyes that was maybe different today than it was Saturday?
Yeah, they. I mean, they talked the whole game about what we needed to do, and I mean, they aren't naive. They know. You know, they know probably before I know in terms of what they need to do and how they need to. And we talked about that in a couple timeouts. Hey, we were here. We were up 10 Saturday or more, and we've been here before. Let's not let that happen again. And we responded when they made some, you know, made a couple little run there when, you know, they cut it to like five and actually got it to two, I guess, or one. But they kept finding a way and kept battling back.
You know, you mentioned Chucky a couple of minutes ago. We could talk about any number of individuals, but us on the outside, we focus on late shots. We probably don't focus enough on late defensive plays. He gets that big steal, and that sure as heck isn't the first time that's happened in his career.
No. And I think the other thing, too, is, you know, I've got a study in process of all the game-winning plays he's made. There's a little recency bias. You always remember what happens yesterday or the previous. I don't remember what happened when he made two big plays against USC or plays he made against Marquette or Iowa or et cetera. And you can go back. You know, it's just everything. And rightfully so. That's human nature. You remember what happened yesterday and don't remember that he's made a lot of really good plays for us. And he nobody wants to win more than 23.
Connor Asijan looked a little bit unsure of himself early in the game and missed his first shot. But, boy, he got right into the mix, didn't he?
He did. He did. You know, a little defensive bad closeout off a post trap where he let Bufkin drive and you know, get the dunk and threw the ball away once and just took him out and said, hey, and even the first possession of the second half didn't block out. And I said, hey, come over and sit down for a little bit. That is important, you know.
Does that really help with a freshman?
Well, when we're February, yeah, it helps. Maybe in November I might not have done that, but he's had enough minutes now that, hey, you have to block out. That's a non-negotiable. So, and Jordan came in and gave us good minutes. He got some offensive rebounds in the second half that kept possessions alive and got to 50-50 balls. You know, we needed them all.
By the way, Greg, I want to see the video, but you were in a position to take a charge on Bufkin on the sidelines, and you moved out of the way.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I was probably
smart.
I was smart. Yeah. Smart. Oh, was that when he got his foot caught?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't even see him. Yeah, I'm smart. That is wisdom. With age does come wisdom, Mike. You get out of the way because.
Do as I say and not as I do.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't recover from those hits as well as maybe what the players do.
Yeah, well, we do on this side. We just duck under the table.
Duck, so, yeah. Don't cover up all your drinks, right?
Exactly. Can't spill anything. Yeah. This was a fun college basketball game. The energy we talked about before the game. Kids lining up outside before the game. There was a little juice in this building.
There was. And, you know, it's a good college basketball game, two good teams. I mean, this league. I mean, you read off some scores there. Nebraska, you know, everybody, they go to Rutgers and, in Penn State. Penn State's got two of them on Illinois. You know, they dropped 93.
The matchups here dictate everything.
Yes, and who you're playing when and momentum. And, I mean, it's crazy. Try to predict it. You'll drive yourself crazy.
We'll give yourself a chance to take a deep breath and enjoy this one. Then.
We will.
All right?
We
That's
will.
Good.
All right.
We'll see
Talk
you Saturday.
To you again.
All
see
right.
You.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard as Wisconsin wins it over Michigan here tonight, 64-59. Back with more as our Wisconsin Ford dealer postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
64, Michigan 59, and fitting in a night where the Badgers missed their final 15 shots that our play of the game would be one made on the defensive end by none other than Chucky Hepburn. Now releases, McDaniel glides up the middle of the front court. McDaniel knocked away by Hepburn. Chucky stole the ball with 14 seconds left, and Asijan gets fouled. Hepburn stole it, and Asijan to the line for a pair with 12.7 to play. And Asijan ended up going 9 of 10 at the foul line tonight with 23 points to lead all scorers. Kobe Bufkin had 21 to lead Michigan. Give Chucky credit. He's 1 for 9 from the field, but we've seen him make a lot of big defensive plays, and he adds another one to that list here tonight.
That's a winning play. It just factors into your outcome. Kamari McGee gave Wisconsin some quality winning minutes when he was on the floor. Those are so important. Greg just mentioned, even though he's undersized, you put Carter Gilmore at the post against Dickinson and Reed, he holds his own.
He does.
No. He battled. That's all you can ask of him. Is he a threat offensively? Not really, but he got a couple of offensive boards, I believe, didn't he?
Ended up with 3 total rebounds in this game. Yeah, I was talking to him yesterday, and he was a prolific scorer in high school.
Time.
I know it's a different animal there, but talking to him yesterday, that's the next step for him. Try to, develop into more of a threat on the offensive end. But make no mistake, the coaches have been really pleased with him. And Carter, we talked about it before, he made a commitment. He looked in the mirror at the end of last season and, he admitted that he might have been feeling a little sorry for himself. It wasn't unfolding the way that he had hoped. Well, he dug deep and he, really had a – you hear this a lot about guys having great summers. Well, you take a look at his body coming back, into the summer and into the season, and that's the evidence that he really got after it. this summer, and he's getting more minutes. He has earned it. You know, last year he played a fair amount early and not much at all late, but they have needed him, and he's done a really nice job.
He really has. I thought Wisconsin's other big, Stephen Crowell, really handled this environment, this situation extremely well, especially going up against Hunter Dickinson. He was asked a couple of times about some of the comments Dickinson had made prior to the game. He handled it. He didn't want to get involved, which is the way you should probably respond. And I thought he gave the right response tonight, mm-hmm. When challenged by Dickinson, because he in turn challenged Dickinson around the rim, and that's what you need. I mean, the numbers are fairly pedestrian for someone like Dickinson, who has scored 30 points twice this year, 30-plus points this year. So they did a really super job of executing their low post defense against both Dickinson and Reed.
Yeah, Dickinson came in averaging 18 points. He ended up 12 points, 12 rebounds. Stephen Crowell, 11 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists. So round one goes to Wisconsin. Again, they'll meet in 12 days in Ann Arbor. 64-59, the Badgers knock off Michigan. Back to close it out in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely, overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 39, winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, daytime highs approaching 40. Cloudy skies expected again, tomorrow night, lows level off around 20. A dusting of snow, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Property with guns in their car.
Great idea.
And recognize concealed carry licenses from other states. There was also, I think this wasn't last year, I think it was 2021, to make Wisconsin as a sanctuary state for the Second Amendment. And so we've only wanted to make it easier. And why is this? It all comes back to our gerrymandered maps. It all comes back to having a state legislature that is not responsive to the people who put them there.
Because they don't have to be.
Because they don't have to be. And so I come to my plea that will not be the last time I make this plea. Vote next Tuesday.
It's critical.
Vote April 4th. And tell everyone who can vote in Wisconsin in your life how important this election is. And I know people are saying there's abortion but this, it all comes back to our gerrymandered maps, because even with abortion rights, that is also having some access to abortion is also overwhelmingly popular and wanted in our state. And so if we had a legislature with lawmakers who actually listened and compromised and showed up, maybe we could actually start having representative government. And the only way we're going to get there before some miracle 10 years from now is by flipping the court.
Yes.
And that's it. This is our shot this decade, basically, because even if I would assume that the next Supreme Court race is 2 years from now, they basically are every two. I mean, they're 10-year terms, and then they become, because the last one was 2020,
right?
And Hagedorn was that early 2019 or 2018? That one might have been 2019. Was that a special election that it was?
It may have been.
Could you look that up quickly to see from after the 2022 who's up for re-election? Because it's not, even if it goes to Dan Kelly, if it goes to Jennifer Doro, and it stays 4-3, unless there's a conservative justice who's up for re-election in the next cycle, that's another delay. And so I can't impress on you enough. And so we're at the point where we are 1 week away from the primary. This is probably a good time to plug that we are going to be doing live coverage next Tuesday night across the Civic Media Network. I am going to be anchoring at 7 p.m., which should be fun. I did that a little bit for the midterm last fall. But if you were able to tune in last fall when we did midterm election night coverage, we are doing that again across the Civic Media Network with correspondents all over the state, since we, as a network, are all over the state. But because it's a big primary. I mean, it's a big primary. Obviously, the marquee, what everyone is watching, is the two candidates who will emerge from the Wisconsin Supreme Court race to go on to the general. But there's also the three Republican candidates who are vying for the state Senate District 8 seat. and who will go up against the one Democrat that's running there. There's different mayoral races that are, you know, people are watching to see the top two candidates to come out. So there are, and there's, I mean, there's so many aldermen running for different seats in Milwaukee. Like four, there's a lot of the, like three or four of the districts, aldermanic districts in Milwaukee have like four or five people running. And so there are a lot of really important races. Not every race has a primary, but we will be tracking all of that next week. And obviously eyes peeled on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, because I just can't stress enough that there's so much popular legislation and policy that actually has bipartisan support of voters, of residents, not of lawmakers. But that's because the lawmakers are not actually listening to the people and who say this is what we want.
And that's because of gerrymandering.
And that's because of gerrymandering. And it's always so, I mean, I've cared about this since I got back. And our mutual friend, Steve Scafidi, has been like, I don't think people care. And it's, and I get it. It's complicated.
Doesn't seem like it should be a big deal, right?
And it, well, it's just, it's hard to connect it, right? The things that you care about most, whether that's the environment, whether it's gun control, whether it's women's health, whether it's, you know, even where we're at with shared revenue, like so many of the things that are your priorities, think about what's been introduced in the state legislature and what's actually passed. What's never gotten a hearing? What's gotten a hearing like gerrymandering did with 9 hours of testimony where the only person who testified in favor of the gerrymandered maps was Robin Voss?
Oh, you mean the leader of the assembly?
Yes.
Oh, Republican.
And the old, nothing happened. Nothing happened. 9 hours of testimony from different interested parties saying why this is bad for Wisconsin. Deaf ears.
And can I just throw this in here real quickly?
Sure. I feel like it's going to be snarky with that tone. I think I've learned your tone well enough.
Robin Voss only won his last election by 300 votes.
That was the primary. What did he end up winning by? Because it was, he won by more, because Adam Steen ran again as a write-in candidate in the general, but he only won by 300 in the primary.
In the primary. Regardless, he almost lost that election, which is the first time that has almost happened in a decade. And all of a sudden, some of our Republican lawmakers seem a little more willing to talk to our Democratic governor about getting things done because they were afraid of losing their jobs.
I agree.
And we can get this kind of stuff, reaction from them, if we end the gerrymander. Hold them accountable. Make sure they are held accountable.
I totally agree. So, make a plan to vote next week. If you have questions about voting, text us, email us. I promise I will respond. If you email asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us with a question about the election or voting, I will respond to you personally. That's asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. When we come back, a little better news. We're going to lighten it up. I promise. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The law, they better not budge. I bust some head because I am the judge.
He is the judge. He is the judge. Everybody knows that.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets law and order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 41. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 45. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 25. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Well, I went to see my doctor. I said, Doc, I can't pay my bills. The rent's all spent, the truck's got a dent, and I think I'm getting the chills from being forced to sleep alone. You see, this house just ain't no home. I can't afford no kids, my life is on the skids, 'cause my woman says leave me alone. Unless you get a vasectomy, you ought to get a vasectomy. Just one little male.
Of course you found a song about vasectomies, Jane.
There's more than one option.
Oh, God. All right, well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And I got this email as a press release from our friends over at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin. And they are now offering a different kind of V-Day.
That's great.
V-Day that comes twice a week. And V-Day not for Valentine's, but for vasectomy. I'm kind of surprised. I guess I'm surprised that this wasn't already an offering there. I mean, I guess it comes back to resources and also maybe demand, because
that too.
Until Dobbs got turned over, demand, I guess I should say since Dobbs, or Roe was turned over and Dobbs came down, vasectomies have gotten very popular.
Which is good.
Which is good. But I guess there is a lot of guys out there who, you know, can't trust a condom, don't like a condom. So they're like, let's just do a little snip snip.
We'll take care of this.
And so as of now, Planned Parenthood will begin as of this week. It has started to offer vasectomy services. And largely it's because demand for sterilization procedures has grown significantly since, especially even in Wisconsin, since all abortions are illegal basically in the state, and in order to meet the demand and broaden access to different communities, there are going to be two different doctors who are going to perform vasectomies 2 days. Oh, I guess it's 2 days per month, not 2 days per week.
2 days per month is still good.
Yeah. At Planned Parenthood's Water Street Health Center in Milwaukee. And depending on how it goes, the program could be expanded to other parts of the state in the future. And yeah, and so I think this is a good thing. As a institution that is about family planning and responsible reproductive health care and women's health, part of that is access for men to have the option to have a seemingly pretty straightforward procedure.
Yeah.
That is pretty reliable as far as stats go.
And certainly less complicated than a woman getting her tubes tied.
Yes. But so it made me think, I wanted to announce that because they sent that out as their press release. And I said, you know, if you could share this with your
sure.
different audiences and everything. I said, of course. But it made me think, because I had a friend who a couple years ago, after they had their two kids and they knew that they just wanted two kids and that was it. And so he went in and got a vasectomy, and almost a week, maybe even just a couple days after he did that, I found this video that is, and I wish, it's times like this where I wish I had a TV show instead of a radio show so I could show you this, because you're just going to have to rely on me trying to describe it, because it is chef's kiss to this woman who recorded the gift package that she made for her husband for his V-Day.
Right.
And
snacks. They were different snacks.
They were different snacks. So we're going to try to describe what, I'm going to say what the snack was, give you a minute to like imagine what that snack looks like. And then I'll tell you the little notes that she placed. And all the notes are basically in the shape of little sperm. And the box that she put it in with the note on the box says, snip, snip, hooray, happy V-Day, love, wifey. And so the first snack is, if you can imagine, a bag of beef jerky.
Okay.
And they, you know, they're called.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Michigan State University community is coming together to remember the victims of yesterday's mass shooting that has left three students dead and five others critically injured. CBS's Erica Mokay is in East Lansing.
Campus police say the gunman had no affiliation with the university, and they're still looking for a motive.
We don't have an answer right now, and that's the honest truth.
Authorities say 43-year-old Anthony McRae began his rampage at Berkey Hall, killing two and injuring several others. He then went to the student union, killing one more. McRae later died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound during a confrontation with police.
It was a caller's tip that led law enforcement to that suspect.
Michigan's top Democrats hope this mass shooting will be a wake-up call for gun control.
A political debate is underway on Capitol Hill over three recently downed objects within a few days. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio reports.
Senators received a closed-door Pentagon briefing Tuesday about the recent shootdowns of unidentified flying objects, and there are calls on both sides of the aisle for greater transparency.
While President Biden has remained largely silent on the matter, he has ordered his national security advisor to assemble a team from various agencies to handle future encounters with unidentified objects.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is planning to fight the subpoena issued to him by the Department of Justice, but not by claiming executive privilege. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson explains why Pence got the summons in the first place as part of the agency's ongoing investigation into January 6th.
The special counsel wants him to testify because of his interactions with former President Trump and because he was on the scene. But Pence is arguing that, in fact, he is constitutionally protected from having to comply with that subpoena.
A convoy from a UN agency enters a rebel-controlled area of northern Syria from Turkey to help earthquake victims. It took place hours after a deal was reached over border crossings. Martin Schwepp with the International Committee of the Red Cross says the situation is dire.
It's a race against time to make sure that as much aid as possible can reach these people in order to help them stay warm, help to get food, help to get medicine.
The number of people with medical debt on their credit reports is declining, CBS's Monica Ricks reports.
According to federal finance experts, it fell by more than 8 million, or about 18%, between 2020 and 2022. The Biden administration credits the downturn to its policies, including an Obamacare expansion that insured another 4 million Americans during the pandemic. COVID relief funds also helped.
Lamar Johnson is a free man after a Missouri judge vacates the conviction of Johnson, who has served nearly 28 years of a life sentence for murder. Johnson was convicted for the 1994 fatal shooting of Marcus Boyd, allegedly over drug money. Johnson always maintained his innocence. This is CBS News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold